Medical journals. Medical journals have undergone a number of changes over the years. In the recent past, the pace of these changes has accelerated. The internet has revolutionized most aspects of biomedical communication, including biomedical journals. Journal websites. Most medical journals have an established website and have web presence. A journal website is a one-stop shop for information about the journal, the subject area of the journal, information on the editorial board, instructions for authors and contact details are all available on the journal website. Many big publishing houses like Springer, that is www.springer.com, Taylor & Francis, that is www.tandf.co.uk journals, and Elsevier, www.elsevier.com, maintain their own group websites which contain links to various journals published by the house. One can search for journals by name or by subject category. Many sites allow browsing of the journal list alphabetically. The manuscript submission process. The manuscript submission process is another area which has been revolutionized by the web. Most journals are going in for an online manuscript submission and management system. The two most commonly used ones are ScholarOne, www.scholarone.com, and Editorial Manager, that is www.editorialmanager.com. These are multi-step submission systems. One can register with the site and can choose a username and password. You can be logged in using your username and password and can submit your manuscript. The system builds a PDF of the manuscript for your approval, and once you approve the PDF, it is sent to the editorial office. The reviewer can log in, access the manuscript, download it, and post his or her comment. A few of the many journals using this system are BioMedCentral Family, www.biomedcentral.com, The Public Library of Science Journals, www.plos.org, Singapore Medical Journal, www.sma.org.sg/smj, Medical Education, www.mededuc.com, and Academic Medicine, www.academicmedicine.org. Certain journals like Medical Education Online and Rural and Remote Health have developed their own system where you fill in a short online form, attach your manuscript and send it to the editorial office. You can of course send the manuscript as an email attachment in case the journal does not have an online system. The online system requires a reasonably fast internet connection. Open Access Initiative. The Budapest Open Access Initiative was the first major step towards open access publishing. In many open access journals, the authors retain the copyright to their work and give a license to the journal to publish their manuscript. Many of these follow the Creative Commons Attribution License, where the reader is free to share and remix the work provided the work is attributed to the original authors. Open access journals like PLOS and BioMedCentral charge publication fee of around $130. The journals, however, routinely offer waivers to authors from poor developing countries according to the World Bank classification. Open Peer Review. In 1996, the Journal of Interactive Media and Education launched Open Peer Review. Reviewers' names are made public and they are therefore accountable for their review, but they also have their contribution acknowledged. Authors have the right of reply and other researchers have the chance to comment prior to publication. The reviewer knows the author's details while the author knows the name and affiliation of the reviewer. In 1999, the British Medical Journal moved to an open peer review system revealing the reviewer's identities to the authors, and in 2000, the medical journals in the Open Access Group published by BioMedCentral started using open peer review. As with BMJ, the reviewers' names are included in the peer review reports. In addition, if the article is published, the reports are made available online as part of the pre-publication history. Today, other journals like Academic Medicine are moving towards open access. Journals like Medical Education offer reviewers the option of open access if they are willing to reveal their identity. The names of the authors are still masked. Personalized journal work areas. BioMedCentral offers a service called My BioMedCentral, where you can submit your manuscript, save your searches, receive articles in your area of interest, etc. You can check out how many times your article has been accessed and also order high-quality reprints with your personal or institutional logo. Other journals like Rural and Remote Health, Journal of Clinical and Diagnostic Research, and the Indian Journal of Pharmacology also offer the service where the author or reader can check how many times an article has been downloaded or printed. They let the readers know the most popular or most widely read articles. Publication formats. Most journals offer manuscripts in both HTML, XML and PDF formats. PLOS offers a small PDF for viewing the article and a large PDF for printing. Biomed Central offers a pre-publication history of a paper on its site. The HTML version of the manuscript allows the reader to search for related articles and for other articles by the same author. The number of times an article has been cited can also be determined. Post-publication peer review. PLOS 1, an open access journal published by PLOS, offers the option of post-publication peer review. The reader can mark and annotate a manuscript, and these annotations are accessible to and can be responded to by the author. The readers can rate various articles, and the ratings are publicly accessible. Print on demand. Nearly all journals allow readers to freely print the HTML and PDF versions of the articles. However, certain journals have a system called print on demand which allows the author or the reader to order high quality reprints of the manuscripts. Article proofs. The method of sending proofs of the article has also undergone revolutionary changes. Many journals email the PDF proofs to the corresponding author, who has to correct and return the proofs generally within 72 hours. The proof comes with line numbers and you can quote these numbers while sending corrections. Many journals are sending editable PDFs which allow the author to make corrections on the PDF. Many journals have the system of RSS feeds where the content of your area of interest is automatically fed into your email. Webcasts are also a feature of many journal sites. Many journals can also be downloaded onto Palm Digital Assistants, that is PDAs. Reprints. The traditional method of sending reprints or off-prints has also gone out of fashion. Most journals send PDF off-prints from which you can print a predetermined number of copies. One of the best author services is offered by Blackwell. They have a separate site for accepted manuscripts and you can track your manuscript through various stages of its production. As an author, you have access to PDFs of your published articles. Sending corrections. Certain journals like PLOS and Journal of Clinical and Diagnostic Research send a preliminary version of the manuscript with major additions and changes being in the Microsoft Word format because they send the final PDF proof for copy editing. Publication after acceptance. Biomed Central publishes a manuscript immediately on acceptance and the provisional PDF file which was generated from your Word document is placed on the site. PLOS 1 usually publishes your manuscript within 15 days of acceptance. To offset the long delay associated with publishing a manuscript after its acceptance, many journals have a feature called Online Early. The manuscript is published online on the site and is accessible to subscribers and readers before it is published formally in a particular issue. Blogs. Many journals have started blogs to allow for easier, informal communication among researchers, policymakers, and others. Medical humanities journals like Cell to Soul have well-established blogs. PLOS and Biomed Central have also started their own blogs. Biomed Central has a scheme under which individuals or societies can start their own independent open-access journal or can convert an existing journal to open-access and bring it under the Biomed Central umbrella. Open Choice Publication. Certain publishers like Springer are offering authors the option of open choice. Here the author pays manuscript processing charges and the manuscript can be freely accessed online. The Royal Society of the United Kingdom has a similar scheme for journals published by it. Voice files, highly accessed articles. The Journal of Clinical and Diagnostic Research offer voice files of the published manuscripts to readers for a certain period of time. They also offer a reward system for authors. The New England Journal of Medicine offers an audio summary of the issue. Biomed Central has recently started applying a tag called highly accessed for articles which have been accessed a certain number of times after their publication. They also provide information about the top 10 highly accessed articles during a particular period of time and for the time period since the journal was stated. A similar service is also offered by JCTR. Publication in different languages. The Journal of International Association of Medical Science Educators is brought out in three languages, English, French and Spanish. Certain other journals offer abstracts in various languages. Rapid responses. Journals like PLOS Medicine and many others offer readers the option of rapid responses or e-letters to a published article. You have to fill in an online form with an enforced word or character limit and the letters are moderated and then published on the site within 2 to 3 days. Many journals offer the facility of delivery of the table of contents of new issue to your mailbox. Pre-publication sites. Publication sites like ClinMed NetPrints, started by BMJ Publishing Group, Highwire Press and Stanford University allow researchers to post their manuscripts on the site before publication in a journal. The site is currently not accepting new submissions. Pre-publication sites have not become very popular in medicine, unlike in other areas of science. Many journals consider placing a manuscript on a preprint site as dual publication. Many journals offer the option of fast-tracking for especially important articles. Magazines. The manuscript management system allows the author to track the paper through various stages of the review process. Journals like the Clinical Teacher are midway between a journal and a magazine and are easily readable. The publication quality of Clinical Teacher is excellent and the photographs add to the general interest and readability. The Medicator, another magazine-type journal in the field of medical education, is however no longer published. Manuscript processing charges. A problem for authors from developing countries is the processing fee that has begun to be charged by many journals for processing a manuscript. The fee is not returnable if your manuscript is rejected. Indexing systems. Many countries have started their own indexing systems for medical journals. Among the most famous is PubMed of the National Library of Medicine of the United States. PubMed offers an alternative interface to PubMed. IndMed and PubMedNet are two of the country-specific systems. African Journals Online offers access to many journals published from the African continent. SCIELO offers access to many journals published in the Spanish language. Journal Impact Factors. The impact factor was devised by Eugene Garfield, the founder of the Institute of Scientific Information, now part of a Thomson, a large worldwide US-based publisher. Impact factors are calculated each year by Thomson Scientific for those journals which it indexes, and the factors and indices are published in Journal Citation Reports. The impact factor for a journal is calculated based on a 3-year period and can be considered to be the average number of times published papers are cited up to 2 calendar years after publication, including the calendar year in which it was published. Free access to biomedical journals. Services like HINRI, free medical journals, and Directory of Open Access Journals allow researchers in developing countries access to a number of journals. PubMed Central offers free full-text access to journals which are archived at the site. Google Scholar lets the researcher know how many times a particular article has been cited by others. It also allows the reader to access journals whose full text is freely available online. Thus, the Internet has revolutionized the field of biomedical journals. Publishing, reading, and accessing journals have become easier. The challenge is to exploit this window of opportunity and further medical research in developing countries.